I don't think you could pray a better prayer than that song gives to us right now. Lord, let your love flow through me. A lot of bitterness, hate, jealousy, meanness all around us. But you don't have to be that way. Let the love of God fill you and flow through you. Well, this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions. I hope you will stay tuned for the next 30 minutes.
They need love, your shelter from the rain. Let your love come through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be.
Here's a good verse of scripture to start your day off with. Titus 2, verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to read that again. And to show you how that life for the Christian is not dreary. No matter how many trials and tribulations go through, no matter how deep the water, how awful the tempests that blow against your life, because of this blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior, our God, life is not dreary. You remember the Apostle Paul said, if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we were of all men most miserable. But Paul was not miserable. He was a very joyful saint in spite of all of his imprisonments and beatings and shipwrecks and all the pressures and fightings without, fears within. He was a happy person. He rejoiced in the Lord always. And the reason he could do that was because of that blessed hope. Isn't that amazing how that in the midst of the fiery furnace, you can sing, you can be joyful because of that blessed hope. So again, he says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the very thing that keeps us going, isn't it? It's not the things that we see around us. It's not all the circumstances that befall us day by day. All the things that we have to cope with, those things are depressing and hurtful. But when we continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, keeping our eyes upon Him, who is our blessed hope, knowing that one of these days, and it may be sooner than we think, the heavens will open, the trumpet will sound, and the Lord will come again. Because of that blessed hope, we can have joy and cheer in the midst of all of our tears. Thank God for that joyful expectation of every true Christian's heart. The hope of the saints is Jesus Himself. And here is one of my favorite songs. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Praise God.
When we see Christ, Lord, let's
magnificent. Can you say praise God? Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. It certainly will be worth it all when we see Jesus. As the Lord said to his disciples when they fell asleep there at the Garden of Gethsemane, "What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" It seems to me that Jesus says the same thing to you and me in this life. Can you not watch with me 1 hour? I am going to give you the wonders and the glories of eternity. Down through the eons of the ages, I will bless you and give you peace, heaven, everything that that means. If you would just be faithful and watch with me for 1 hour, just do my will today, today and tomorrow and the next, and then inherit eternity forever and ever. Can we not watch with him but 1 hour? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I have read these words again and again and again. Never grow tired of reading them, do you? The resurrection chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And because of this, because there is coming a day of resurrection, because God's promises will be fulfilled, and the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory," thank God, will come to pass. Because of that, then, my beloved brethren, hang in there. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Be found always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because for this very reason, you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It may seem so at times. It may seem that you labor unrewarded. It may seem that you do work in his name and nobody says thank you, and there's not too much gratitude. But that's just your imagination. That's just your own human feelings giving in. Ignore all that stuff and do your work faithfully unto the Lord if nobody says thanks. Keep on teaching that Sunday school class, driving that church bus, cleaning that church, going out witnessing, calling on people. Whatever you do in his name, keep on doing it. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And when it says that that saying might be fulfilled where it is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory," I believe that is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 8. But it says there, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." Those words were spoken by Isaiah more than 700 years before the Apostle Paul penned these words to the church at Corinth. "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." Do you know what? It occurs 3 different times in the scripture where God promises to wipe away all the tears from our eyes. This place in Isaiah 25, and then twice in the book of Revelation, God assures us that one of these days He is going to wipe away all tears. Well, that day hasn't come yet. Today is still a time for crying and tears, and we have to have them. But someday you won't need them, because there will be no more sorrow, and there will be no more pain, no more death, no more disappointments. I love to think on this. I love to read the book of Revelation and those passages of the scripture which reassure us of that eternal inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord, that inheritance undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for those who love God. Oh, friend, do you love the Lord? Are you willing to be sold out 100%? Why not? We have eternity to look forward to, and not just eternity in the future, but right now, today, we have the assurance of God's presence with us, His walking with us, talking with us, knowing that all is well between our soul and the Savior. Our sins are forgiven. We have peace in our soul. That's worth more than anything that this world could ever give to us. And we have that right now as a Christian. We possess that right now. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within, sweet communion and fellowship. There's nothing like it in all this world. I would much rather have 1 hour of sweet communion with Jesus in prayer and fellowship, just loving the Lord, than any wild, exciting party that you could ever go to. Even as Fanny Crosby said in her song, "Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend." So we have all of that right now, and heaven too, besides. Why not be a Christian? It doesn't make sense, does it, to run away from God? Run to what? What else would you do? Just enjoy those things that bring nightmares and break up homes and waste lives and bring emptiness? What would you run to if you don't run into the arms of Jesus and surrender your heart and life to Him and say yes to Him? Doesn't make sense to run away from God. And if I'm talking to someone out there in the unseen audience this morning, and you're running away from God, quit it. Cut it out. How foolish it is. You know the way home. The way of the cross leads home. Come to Jesus today. Repent of your sins. Make things right with God. Just look up to heaven and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I have failed you. I have sinned. Lord, forgive me this very moment, and take away the heavy burden of guilt, and in its place, put peace within, put your joy within." Why don't we just pray together right now, shall we? Let's pray together. I don't know where you are, busily on your way to work, driving in the car, or still trying to get ready, or still lying up in bed, or maybe sitting there at your kitchen table with your second cup of coffee. Wherever you are, let's just pray together right now to make things right with God. Oh Lord, as I pray here, and those out there in that unseen audience are praying wherever they are, hear our prayer, O Lord. We want to make heaven our home. That is the number one important thing to us. We want to make heaven our home. We repent of our sins. We ask your forgiveness. Wash and cleanse our hearts. We put our hand in yours, Lord, and we declare right now, we belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to us. And on a personal basis, I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. Lord, I give my heart to you. And as my friends are praying this prayer with me, oh Lord, touch them in a very special way. In a very special way. May heaven's peace come within. May the fullness of the Holy Spirit fill them to overflowing. May they have the witness of the Spirit of God within that they are children of God. Thank you, Lord. I ask for it, I pray for it, and I trust you for it. And I pray, too, for your healing touch, that you would lay your hand upon those who are ill, who are not feeling well physically. For not only are you the great Savior of our souls, but you are the great physician of our illnesses and maladies. Lord, give them your precious touch from your almighty hand and bring healing in bodies. And all of those pressures, too, from finances, for we know that you are the supplier of every need. Oh God, undertake in those special needs where finances and pressure is involved, and meet those needs, undertake in those lives. In Jesus' precious name I ask it. Amen. Did you pray that prayer with me? Did you mean it? Well, let's just believe God and trust him to work in our hearts and lives, to make himself real to us, to meet every need spiritually, physically, materially. Doesn't the Bible say, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God wants to bless you right now, and he certainly is going to bless you tomorrow in the things that he has prepared for those who love him. I don't think that we can even begin to imagine how grand and wonderful that moment is going to be when we see him face to face and praise him and worship him, no longer walking by faith, but then by sight. And to hear the Lord say to us, "Welcome home, children. Welcome home. This is the place I have prepared for thee." Isn't that going to be marvelous? Oh, let's walk with him, love him, stay close to him, and someday you'll hear those words, "Welcome home, children. This is the place I have prepared for thee. Welcome home." Just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of taking hold of a hand and finding it God's hand, of breathing new air and finding it heavenly air, of feeling invigorated and finding it to be immortality, of passing from storm and tempest to an unbroken calm, of waking up and finding it home. O Lord, support us all the day long until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over and our work is done. Then in thy mercy grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Amen. I've enjoyed being with you. My time's gone. This is John Thrasher. Have a good day. God bless you.